We begin with the violence in Afghanistan, which is now about a week old. Over the weekend, two U.S. military advisors were shot dead in their office at the Interior Ministry. It's a heavily guarded building in the heart of the Afghan capital. The violence has actually escalated for the past week, ever since NATO soldiers inadvertently burned copies of the Quran and other holy texts at Bagram Air Base. In response to the attacks, German Brigadier General Carsten Jakobsen announced NATO had decided to withdraw its advisors.
As an immediate measure, we have pulled personnel from the various ministries and offices all over Kabul.
This morning, a Taliban suicide car bomber has killed at least 9 people and wounded 10 others in Jalalabad in eastern Afghanistan. But the U.S. is not ready to talk about changing its mission or its timeline in the war there. Here's Ryan Crocker, U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, speaking on CNN yesterday.
As President Obama said, we remain committed to a partnership with the Afghan government and people as we seek to achieve our shared goal of disrupting, dismantling, and defeating al-Qaeda and strengthening the Afghan state. And we're doing that so that Afghanistan can never again be the refuge for terrorists who would strike the American homeland.
We're joined now by Fotini Christia. She's an associate professor in political science at MIT. Fotini, let's talk about the roots of the violence that's going on right now. Would you characterize this as a response to the burning of these Qurans, or is really an example of simmering resentment, which is just kind of boiled over?
There's definitely a high level of resentment among the population, and this was definitely a tipping point, the whole burning of the Quran. And it was definitely a very easy way to rally the people against what's going on. Resentment on a bunch of different levels. I mean, it has to do with socioeconomic conditions in Kabul and all over Afghanistan remaining pretty low. And also, there's been really bad weather in Afghanistan these past few months that has made the population really uncomfortable.
Let me play you one more comment that was made by U.S. Ambassador Ryan Crocker. Here he is again on CNN.
I think we need to bear in mind that the Afghan security forces throughout this whole process have been seeking to quell these demonstrations. They've done so with loss of life on their side, as well as some of the protesters, and they have been defending U.S. installations.
So let me ask you, although they've pulled their advisors from the ministry because they're afraid for their security, does this actually say something about whether or not there's a lack of trust between NATO, ISAF, and the Afghan police?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting what's going on the ground. By and large, President Karzai has been trying to contain this, which is good because in the past he was actually on occasion inciting more violence with his comments. So we see him trying to contain the violence. We see the police being on the ground trying to monitor and control the population. So in that regard, we've seen them be out there on the side of the coalition forces in a sense. But at the same time, we saw a high-level infiltration in the Ministry of Interior where, in a very tight security area, two people get killed. And not only do they get killed, the perpetrator actually fled in one piece. So this is obviously very disturbing and led to the withdrawal of all advisors, which is a huge interruption in the core central process of transition.
And how does it affect the core of the mission, which is to train Afghan security forces to take care of all of this on their own?
There's obviously enormous pressure for the U.S. to make progress in terms of transition and ensure that the Afghan security forces are ready to take over by the end of 2014 when kind of the coalition withdrawal has come to an end. But without close mentoring and training, this is not going to be possible. So that was the whole point of having these mentors and advisors at hand and working very closely with their Afghan counterparts. So there's no doubt that this is a big interruption to this process. And I mean, it can only be a temporary measure. They have to get back. But I think they'll only get back at that after they do some sort of security evaluation of how many people they actually need to have there as mentors. And after the demonstrations taper off, I expect them to be back.
Fotini Christia is an associate professor in political science at MIT. We're talking about the ongoing violence in Afghanistan. Well, let's talk about how temporary it is and when these demonstrations might taper off. I mean, I know that we have to hesitate before we make comparisons between Afghanistan and Iraq, but we did see towards the end of the war in Iraq a number of demonstrations there when the people were simply tired of what they saw as the United States occupation. Is that a little bit of what's happening here in Afghanistan?
The thing with the Afghans is that it's very easy to incite them around religion because they are kind of very devout. So the fact that the Qurans were burnt, this is something that they definitely mobilize around, irrespective of ethnicity or kind of their politics, if they're with or against the Taliban. So the issue at hand is that the Taliban is capitalizing on the momentum as well. So what I find disturbing is the suicide bombing that took place today. That's basically inciting more violence. So I think this is something that we have to be really careful about, whether we're going to see this type of coordinated attacks in addition to demonstrations by people on the ground.
Well, how is the relationship between the general Afghan population and the Taliban developing at this point? There's been mistrust of the Taliban on the part of the Afghan people. There's been support alternated with fear. How does it stand now?
I mean, there's a lot of variation, and it depends on whether you're kind of a rural Pashtun in areas of the east and south of the country, or whether you're from the Hazara minority or a Tajik living in Kabul. I mean, it's very hard to speak on the Afghan population as if they're monolithic. They definitely have very divergent preferences and kind of attitudes towards the government and the Taliban. That said, this is a point where, I mean, what they coalesce around is resentment against the coalition, and this is what's disturbing. The fact that they can all find something like the burning of the Quran really negative and kind of get mobilized against us.
Do you see NATO able to continue its mission up until the final withdrawal date in 2014?
This is definitely going to be an issue for the upcoming withdrawal, and it makes us have to rethink the timeline, which obviously is set. So it's going to be a very complicated process moving forward.
And it has been in the past as well. Fotini Christia, Associate Professor in Political Science at MIT. Thanks as always.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.